This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby said on Monday negotiations in Cairo to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza and a hostage deal are still pressing ahead, adding the discussions will continue on the working group level for the next few days to iron out specific issues. Kirby pushed back on suggestions that the talks had broken down and said on the contrary that they were constructive. Kirby said Brett McGurk, U.S. President Joe Biden's top Middle East aide at the White House who has been participating in the talks, will soon leave Cairo after staying an extra day to start the working group talks. As escalation fears grow on the border between Israel and Lebanon, many in the Lebanese capital of Beirut say the country's economy can't afford a new war. Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll has more.
The hostilities between Hezbollah and the Israeli military have taken a particularly hard toll on bus drivers, says Ali Ayub.
The whole country is stopped. The situation in the whole country is bad. Nothing is working in the country.
Lebanon had already been hollowed out by a five-year economic crisis, resulting in lost jobs and less need for daily commutes. Hezbollah and Israel have been trading rocket fire for nearly 10 months in parallel with the war in Gaza, with exchanges mostly limited to the border area, but the effects have been felt nationwide.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll. UNICEF began delivering doses of a polio vaccine to Gaza on Sunday as part of an operation aimed at vaccinating up to 640,000 children.
The objective is to lead a large-scale vaccination campaign against poliovirus type 2 in cooperation with WHO, UNRWA, and other partners.